Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
me. But I bathed in the mire, submerged myself in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, Why do I keep doing this to myself, giving my heart to someone else? Who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
On the rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you wherever you are listening in all over the world. Thank you for joining me for another session of the Sunday Morning Inspiration. Yes, we are back for some special sessions until the end of the year. We are doing our Attitudes and Altitudes series, and it runs until December 31st. So welcome. For those of you who are new, thank you so much for being here. I tell you, I was praying all the way while our opening music was playing because I had lost my microphone. I heard nothing. No one could hear me who was in the test group. So we had to do a lot of praying and having some technical know-how to get this back on track. But we are here now. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. The Mediator, and Shiro right here at our Ground Zero. And make no mistake, being at Ground Zero doesn't mean that you're at that place that you can never rise above and move on from. It means that you are at solid ground. You have that solid place for you to stand upon and stand proudly and strong. So therefore, be thankful that you're here on your solid ground, at your ground zero, because guess what? We have nowhere to go but up. So as always, for those of you who are new today, I see some new people popping in. Hello, hello to guest number 16. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to our guest over in our call query. Thank you so much for being here as well. We always start with our relaxation and breathing exercises. So I'll give all of you a few moments to get comfortable, lie back, get in a seated position. No one should be standing because we close our eyes for our program. This is our early morning time together, and after this, many of us are going to go back to the hustle and bustle of our lives, and our families will be working. We'll be waking up, and we have to prepare some of us to go to our houses of worship. Others are going to work. Others are coming in from work. We have so many things that we have to deal with in this thing called life and living that this time belongs to us. It's our time to unwind, to rejuvenate, to refresh, to reflect, and to prepare for whatever may be coming our way. So as always, lie back, sit back, eyes closed. Time for our breathing exercises. Now, for those of you who are new, we do this on our show, because so many of us tend to internalize and carry around and house all of the negative things that we have been experiencing, whether it's been in the last day, the last hour, the last week, the last couple of years, the last couple of decades. It does not matter. We tend to hold on to things that we need to let go of. So this is our time. You would be amazed how such a short time of taking care of you can help to heal your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul. So let's get going. Eyes closed, lying back, seated positions. Let's inhale. Let it all go, people. Exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Let's do it again. Inhale. I want you to continue at your own rhythm as we begin our program today. Hello, as I said, to all of our members and our new visitors. I want to say that you come here as a new visitor and or guest, but you leave as a friend and member of our family. So I want you to know that you are not alone. You have family and friends to walk this journey with you. This is part 8 of our multi-part series called Attitudes and Altitudes. We will be running this series until the end of the year. Each session, we will bring you a different theme to help us get ready for the new year and the new us. You know, it's time to make that change. If you want to be happy, you have to make a change. And for those of you who are in dire need of respect, You have to learn how to demand it. So join me for this upfront and open conversation about personal change. It's the last quarter of the year. Get ready to meet the new you. He or she has been waiting for you for a long time. So as I always say, ready, set, let's grow. This week's session is all about being bad blood. Our sessions are inspired by pieces from my current book, Solid Noise Lip Service. The series, as I said, is running through the end of the year, getting you right for your new beginning. This week's inspiration will come from 1 John 5:8. We'll be speaking about that in a few. So our piece for today is bad blood. It goes a little something like this, and I want you all to continue to lie back and stay seated with your eyes closed and allow my voice to guide you through our lessons. There's a poison liquid that's flowing through your veins, infesting your soul. It's the source of your pain. We have come to the conclusion to try a transfusion. Unfortunately, that turned out to be another delusion. You must be courageous in order to fight this virus. It's highly contagious. Once you are suspected of being infected, the folks you used to love will leave you neglected and dejected. We know you may be hurting from being rejected, but we have good news for you. You may not have expected, based on the blood samples we collected, we are pretty sure we may have found a cure. Hey, look, you've come too far to quit. Just shut up and test it. They say there's nothing to fear. I promise I won't leave you. I'll be right here. Don't you want to get better and save some face? I know you must miss your old friends because they're hard to replace. This may make you cringe, but I think you should take whatever's in that syringe. I miss my old friend. This new one makes me sick. So take a deep breath and roll over. They say it will be quick, just one stick. Wow, that drug must have been the real deal. I see you're looking better, so how do you feel? Don't look at me with that silly smirk. Your ass has been a total jerk. You ever have that moment when, for whatever reason, your life, what you're going through, has changed you to the point where those who used to love and adore you start to drop off? They start to distance themselves from you. Many of you are going through this. That's the point of this series. Change your attitudes to rise to new altitudes. I need you to understand this. Some of you are this person. Some of you know that person. And others, you were that die-hard, ride-or-die friend who stayed right by their side no matter what. To those of you who are or were that person, make sure that you humble yourself and thank the people who've been there in your corner when you were going through your storms. Let me say that again. I will repeat some things over and over until people get it. Humble yourselves and thank the people who have been in your corner when you were going through your storm. These are the times when people show who they really are. And you all know this to be true. They're always around when you're on top of your game, but when your game falls apart, they tend to depart. Am I right? If you're blessed enough to have more than one person standing by your side, thank them, and remember to pay the kindness forward. Some of you have multiple friends, and that no way does this mean don't thank it if you only have one friend. That one friend chose to be by your side. That one person chose to stay there to help you through when they did not have to. Some of you, you have several, and you disrespect all of them. Come on now. That's not how it's supposed to go down. You need to get it together. It's time to humble yourselves, or you will end up. There are people who are going to live and die by themselves, no matter how often they show up at things trying to be the lives of the party or the centers of attention in most cases. We're going to talk about that as well. People who want to be the centers of attention, who need to be the one who's sitting on that pedestal. They're all part of the Bad Blood series. They don't care who they step on as long as they make themselves look like they're what everyone wants and or needs. There's all types of bad blood out here flowing through many a person's veins. Today is all about cleaning up that act. If you are that bad blood, it's time for you to look into getting that injection that will help clear up whatever is running through your veins. This week's inspiration, 1 John 5:8, the spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. Let me say that again. These are the three things that bear witness on earth. The spirit and the water and the blood, these three agree. If your veins are full of bad blood, hey, you're not in agreement. And you know you can kill other people's spirit. So you need to get it together. Get washed in the water. Clean off. Start fresh. Start anew. Get that blood right. And what I do on these programs, people, I'm not a minister, don't proclaim to be, don't want to be, don't think that that's my calling. I believe that my calling is exactly what I'm doing now. Because what I've found in my personal life, don't need any of you all calling in talking about my pastor, blah, blah, blah. I'm not trying to hear that. In my life, I've found that many pastors, many religious leaders can take one verse and twist it to suit their agenda. What I try to do is take the words and apply them to here and now, real life situations where people can apply it in everyday life. So the spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. So again, for those of you who were the carriers of that virus that had the bad blood, humble yourselves. If you had one or more people who stuck by you through thick and thin, remember to let those people know how much you appreciate them. Don't just come back with that same attitude that you had prior to, because you will end up alone yet again. As the piece said, you know, you can tell who your real friends are. Yes, some people become unbearable where I can no longer work with some people. They have a problem or a roadblock for every single solution. You have those people who are so into themselves, they tend to talk down to the teacher. I don't have time for that. I've spoken many a time about letting those people go because I'm not the person who they need to be working with. I need to free up those spots for people who need to be here, who I can help, who are ready to be helped. This series runs through the end of the year. We're going to touch on so many things, but this week we're talking about starting from the inside and working out. If you are the person who's dealing with that person with bad blood, and you choose to hang in there, you hang in there as long as you can. But I tell you this, when you get tired, it's okay to let go for a while so that you can rejuvenate and refresh. Because if you're trying to help someone who's broken and ill, and you are run down, you will become broken and ill as well. So it's okay to let go. All you can do is say, I will be back. And when you come back, yes, you're rejuvenated, you're refreshed. And if they want to make you feel guilty about taking time out for yourself, the realization in this life is that you have two choices: to hold on to the abuse and the neglect. If you've convinced yourselves that all of this is based on whatever their affliction is and you choose to stay, by all means, that's your right to do so. But if you know that you've been hanging with this person and now they want to mistreat you because you're the only person left and they think that they can get away with it, you have another choice to make. That's this thing called life. I do these shows because it's not about sugarcoating and telling people what they want to hear. Now, some people may disagree. They should say, don't tell people to walk away. I never said that. What I said was, you have another choice to make. The choice is yours. It's not my place to tell anyone how to live their lives when I'm still trying to figure out how to make it through and live my own. Am I considered an expert? People say that. That's a title that society bestowed upon me. I'm just the person who's trying to make it through like everyone else. The difference is that I'm willing to share my space and my journey with others. But what I will not do is allow others to continue to tear me down, to rob me of my joy, my peace, and my happiness. I'm too old for that. Been there, done that more than once, have given a lot of people more chances than I should have. I'm here to tell you what the options are. I'm not here to tell you to go left or right or keep going straight. That's not my job. The only way that you will be successful and you will be able to achieve whatever it is that you want to do is when you make the choices and the decisions for yourselves. I'm here to help you along. Hey, you know what? You get on that. You want to go left, and the first thing you run into is a pothole or pitfall. Hey, I'm here to say, hey, how about we figure out how to go around this, how to make it through this, however we need to do it to keep you moving along. And for those of you who are on now, and you may, I see a lot of new callers here, and of course our guests over in our show chat room. There will be times when I become silent. That's because I want you to digest and reflect upon what has been discussed to this point. I need you to see if it applies to your life or the lives of others. Either way, I need you to come back and keep listening to these programs. Now, remember, this is part 8 already. Part 8. So for those of you who are brand new, contact me and I will make sure to get you the other sessions. But this is part 8. And this series, it airs 3 times a week from now until the end of the year. Because I want you to be happy. I want you to be healthy. I want you to be successful in the new year. When you finally meet the new you, I want you to be content. Does that mean that everything will be blue skies and puppy dogs and picket fences? No, no, no. But what it does mean is that you're not adding on to all of the empty baggage that you're already carrying. I've said this before, so many of us, we are waking up brand new. We are waking up, we're single now, we are waking up, we may not have the job that we've had for X amount of years, we may be on a new journey, some of us may be waking up seeking new employment, seeking new us now that we need to find out who we are because everything that we have known has been snatched from us by one mean or another. We need to figure out how to get back to that wonderful feeling that we had when we were under the false impression that we were whole because of what we had in our lives prior to. We need to get into that mindset where we understand that we are whole just the way we are. We are whole. The person that we see when we look in that mirror is whole. Everything and anything else are just the additions. You're whole. If you have to walk to the corner store like we used to do when I was younger, or you'd walk downtown to the shopping areas, you were still whole. Nowadays, we have vehicles and things to get us there a lot quicker and, you know, with a lot less human exertion. But we were whole without the vehicle. Guess what? We were healthier because we were exercising. We were walking. We were getting it in. The cars, the vehicles, enhanced our abilities. They got us to where we needed to go a lot quicker. But let's talk about this. And I'm not knocking vehicles because I love to take road trips. But again, here we go with metaphors and things like that. We would walk, and as we were walking down, back in the day in Baltimore City down Pratt Street to go to the shopping center, we would wave and see all the neighbors and stop a few moments and talk to them and talk to some of the older neighbors, see how they were doing. And we had that human interaction. Now we get in cars and we zoom, 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 zoom. We don't have that interaction anymore. We're sitting, we're not exercising as much, and in such we're starting to spread. I'm surprised the Earth hasn't fallen out of orbit because we're getting heavier by the years, by the days. We as a people, I'm saying. So again, remember, you're whole. What you do with it, if you can learn how to enjoy your singularity, your oneness, your wholeness, everything else will become so much better. But let me say this. Not only will it become extra special, you will also know what you will not put up with. When my ex-husband decided that he wanted to have an affair with the neighbor, that was the first time I experienced that in my life. I've worked with people who've gone through it. That was the first time that I had to experience it. And so many people come to me because they don't want to let go. Who she thinks she is, that's my man. She can this A, B, C, D, E, F, G, can blah, 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 blah. Don't play into that bad blood. Because you're the one with the attitude. You're the one with the high blood pressure. You're the one who's crying at night in silence. You're the one who's there while he and she or whomever it is, they're doing their thing. And then you see when your partner knows that they can still come home to a hot meal and this and get, you know, a different piece, they're going to do that. Again, this is me. This is how I roll. Oh, no, 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 no. All of a sudden, you don't want to work. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. You think you're going to go out there with her, and then you're going to come home to me? Oh, no, 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 no. What you say? You want to move on? Pack your things. I sent that woman one text, told her he's your problem now. Now, I'm going to decide if I want to take what he came into this relationship with and drop it at your mommy and daddy's front door. You do whatever you want with it. Didn't bring much in lies. When you have nothing in lies, trust me, we're going to get to this before the end of the year. There's pieces about that in the book, too. This is the only time that I am sharing pieces of the book where you will get to hear the actual inspiration behind them, because this book was done a few years ago, and people always wanted to know what the inspirations were. Some of them I'm coming straight up and telling people, because it amazes me how many people can read the same piece and get a different meaning out of it based on what has happened in their lives, yet everyone can apply that piece and that story to their lives, and people get totally different meanings out of it. That's the beauty and the gift that God gave me and what I do when I write. Again, it's time for you. If you choose to stay in it, guess what? Just like the piece said, the person with the bad blood, they noticed that their friends started to distance themselves. You start to stay in this bad situation, guess what? Suddenly, your friends are going to start to distance themselves. People don't have time to keep trying to save people who have chosen to drown. Why put your life in jeopardy trying to save someone who does not want to be saved? I need you all to think about this. Sometimes, you know, in the beginning of relationships and things, the juices are flowing and, ooh, it's something wonderful. And you've got, oh, that blood that's flowing through your veins, it just makes you so warm and fuzzy inside. Oh. And then suddenly, something happens. Some external clot shows up that stops that wonderful flow. Yeah, I had to get quiet on that one. That was even powerful for me to think about. That's pretty good. Your blood is flowing. It's so warm and fuzzy, and you have that sense of euphoric, and you're in love, and ooh. And here comes the clot. Thump. Next thing you know, that blood isn't flowing like it used to. It's backed up. It's going elsewhere, and the problems begin. It's amazing how we can take all different aspects of our lives and compare them to what we're actually going through. So again, today, it's all about that. Let me tell you something. So when you're dealing with that bad blood, it's time for you to get with the people who can help you. Get that transfusion, that infusion, that IV, whatever you need to clean that up. Changing your circles. Change requires change. Now that was profound. Let me say that one again. Change requires change. You cannot change if you choose to stay in your stagnant waters. Just because you're at ground zero doesn't mean that that's where you are bound to stay. It means that you have no place to go but to the next level because you're at absolute rock bottom. You have to make that choice, climb to the next level. Attitudes and altitudes, that's what this series is all about. You have to make that decision for yourself. Are you ready to rise? I know I am. You know, so many people, I was looking at social media, and so many people are sitting there. And this week alone, this past week, some of my closest colleagues, we're all posting the same things. We're tired now. One had posted, Sister Marcella, she posted, if I'm not responding to you, to your wants and needs and things, she said that you have gone over your limit. We have some people that are always, they're still at rock bottom, but they want you to pray for them. They want you to call them. They want you to talk to them. They want you to give them advice that they're not going to take and they're not going to listen to. They're always there. They're always wanting your attention, wanting your time, knowing that we help those of us who are the teachers and the leaders and the mentors. We have so many people who need our attention and our time. But every week they got to, hey, you know, I can't do this and I can't do that. She said point blank, they have reached their limit. I loved it because it had come maybe about an hour or two after I had posted about what I'm not putting up with in the new year. Too many things are going on. It's okay for us to work towards our success too. And as I said, I have to start making more room for those people who are still lost in their storm, who are ready to make that change. Let me tell each and every one of you within the sound of my voice today, you can do this. You can rise above wherever you are right now. Yes, it's going to hurt, especially those of us who have lost everything that we have known for years. You know, there was a point when I would look back on my marriage and say, I'm so sorry that I wasted that time. And then the same breath, before I finish that sentence, I say, but I am glad I'm not wasting any more of it. It's okay for you to say that. It's okay for you to say that you're upset that you wasted so much time. But don't end your sentence there. Add the fact that you're not wasting any more of it. So once again, when you wake up in the morning, the world is your oyster again. And don't jump from one relationship or one association into another. Oh, my goodness. My daughter-in-law brought it up out of the clear blue the other day. I was posting something, and she wrote back, and she said, reminds me of your date capades. I would date, and on an average, I think I was going out on a different date maybe 2-3 times a week. And I would call her. She was my fallback. I'd let her know whether it's working good date or not. But the thing is, I didn't go out on these dates with the expectation of waking up next to this person the next morning. It was a date. It was a good meal. It was great conversation, sometimes not so great. So they never heard from me again. And we need to understand something. Stop waiting by the phone. Stop waiting for someone to validate us. If you liked them, wonderful. You can send them a text and say, had a great time. If I don't hear from you anymore, I wish you well in your quest to find that special someone. Either they'll write back or they'll not, but you'll get your answer one way or the other. If they write back and say, yes, we must do it again sometime, really? Okay, great. Let me know when. Maybe I should do this. Tell you all some of the things that you can do to get your answers without sending texts. Hey, why ain't you call me back? Stop it. Stop acting like you're desperate. Stop being a desperado in this world. Because guess what? Those people feed off of that. My program yesterday, a gentleman that I know sent me a piece, and it had said something to the effect of, you can have a good man or woman in your life, a great man or woman in your life. He or she may not be the right person in your life. I just said a mouthful on some people, and they're like, oh, snap. Yeah, I can hear it now. I can almost hear you all with that one. You can have a good or great man or woman in your life. They still may not be the right man or woman in your life. Yeah, when I first read that, I had to stop for a moment on my own. I was like, yep, that's it. That's it. You may have a great job. How often do you read about people that walked away from their six-figure jobs in corporate America to start an ice cream shop or something? Because even though that job had great money and they liked what they were doing, it wasn't the right job for them. That wasn't what was in their spirits and in their souls. That was not their destiny. They walk away and they become as happy as they can be doing what they love. And some people are like, they gave up all that money to do that? And again, those are the people who are after things for all the wrong reasons. That's when we get ourselves in trouble. We get with people and things to complete us, to fulfill a part of our lives, just to make us maintain, not to make us happy. Let me say that one again. We align ourselves with people and things to help us maintain, not to make us happy. So many people get into relationships because of the material items. They take care of me. They buy me pretty rings and rocks and this and that and jewelry and cars and blah, blah, blah. Okay. So along with all the other possessions that they have acquired, you're simply one of them. And if in relationships, ladies, we're women, we're nurturers, we like to support, we like to be there. Guess what? Okay. But when that's no longer appreciated properly, pack your things and work towards your new destiny that's waiting for you on the other side of the bridge. All you have to do is cross. I talk about the bridge all the time. Is it going to hurt? Of course it is. Nobody wakes up in the morning with the expectation of finding out that they are no longer in the relationship that they thought that they had, or their relationship, their loving relationship, nothing but a lingering lie. Let me say that one again. Some of us have woken up in the morning, awoken, and we have noticed that our loving relationships have become lingering lies. And again, you have the choice, not me. I can't tell you what to do. You want to stay in your life of lingering lies? Hey, I'm going to move on to the next person that doesn't want to do that. You have to talk to that person every single day in the mirror. And it's okay, because a lot of reports that I've read says that people who talk to themselves, it's a sign of genius. I bet you some of you will run to that mirror now. The bottom line is simple. Talk to the person that you see. Help them to understand that there's more to life than living for the happiness of someone else who doesn't appreciate you. Reasons, seasons, and lifetimes, and in some cases, lessons. Reasons, seasons, lifetimes, and lessons. Stand up. Cry your last tear. There's a song, I believe it's by Mary Mary. It's called, what is it, I Cried My Last Tear Yesterday, or Yesterday, whatever that song is called. I may have to listen to that when the show is over. I heard that song for the first time when I was still dating my now ex-husband. And it was so odd, because the first time I heard it, I was like, wow. I couldn't figure out why that song was resonating so well with me, but I guess now I know it was probably a premonition. I remember the day I told him, I cried my last tear over your sorry behind. My trash is the neighbor's trash now. They're broke, they're homeless. They're still committing crimes all over the place. He said that he would rather live that life. It's easier than coming home to the truth and having to face his shortcomings and inadequacies. And a neighbor is perfect for them. Guess what I can say to you all? I wasn't the right woman for him. I was a great woman. I was a great wife. I wasn't the right person for him. And we had a great time dating. We did date nights, and we would play games, and we would have a good time, and he would talk to my family, and we were just wonderful, old-fashioned. It was just so wonderful. But we weren't the right pairing. It happens, and I know some of you are like, wow, you're saying something, and some of you don't want to hear this. Some of us have wasted years in the wrong relationships. We were not paired for one another. We were meant to be co-workers. We were meant to be partners. We were meant to be a lot of things. But lovers and husbands and wives, we were not meant to be. We were just following the pattern that society has drilled into our very core of our psyches. You're together this long, you're doing this, you're so evenly. We're evenly yoked in business. We're not evenly yoked in love and life. I was great. I just wasn't the one for him. In this lifetime, the neighbor is who he should have been with. I can tell you all this. That woman is exactly who he should have been with. She's his puppet. she has given up everything. Maybe it's who she was all along. I don't know. Maybe it's who her family were all along. I don't know. I just know that I was not the person that belonged in his space in this world. Can you say that to yourself and say, you know what? And don't sit up here and tell me, I was with that man for 25 years. I was with that man for 35 years. Okay, and how many of those years were you doing something for yourself and not for him and the family, the kids and the house and everybody else? I had a friend of mine tell me that she was born to be a housewife in 2016. That's about as quiet as I was when I was listening to her talk. Because, see, I tend to think things out a lot deeper. If you were born to be a housewife and now you're alone, and when you sit back and you look and you get angry because now you're starting to think about all of the times when you may have seen writing on a wall, or deep down inside you knew that something was not there, but you were in it to win it, and you wanted to keep that home together, and you wanted to keep that tie together, and you wanted to do this for this person, and you wanted to do that, and you think back on it, guess what? All of that's in the past now. Now you're at the here and now. Now the truth has come full circle. And we're all single. I'm still single. Do I have that chance to move on? I sure do. Am I ready? Absolutely not. I'm not jumping into anything. Are you kidding me? That means that I'm bound to make the same mistake again. I'm bound to have the same feelings in my soul that I had before, that feeling that something is just not right. We as women especially, it's okay for us to start to listen to that thing that God gave us called intuition. Oh my gosh, ladies, we need to listen to it. It is yelling at some of us. But for most of you, I want you to understand, it's okay. It will be okay if you allow it to be. Stop reminiscing. If it's over, it's over. And for some of you, you're stuck in limbo. You don't know whether it's over or not because they haven't really left you alone. And it's not really that bad because you don't really argue, but you do know that there's still something going on. But, you know, it's not like we're arguing and everything and we built this together and we've done this together. Well, sometimes you have to tear things down and rebuild them. Again, I can't tell you what to do. I can only tell you what the options are out there. I chose to let it go, and yes, he's still right here. You know, it's so odd because of where I am. The neighbor's sister lives across the street from me. The neighbor's parents' house is behind me. So if I go out back, I see the parents' house where he and she stays on occasion. If I go out front, I see where he's down there with her sister. I'm stuck in the middle. And most people are like, oh, Jesus. I say, yeah, but guess what? I'm going to keep moving. Because if the fool does anything to me, now I've tried to get him out of my life, even though they don't seem to know when to let go. The minute that we can catch them doing certain wrongdoing, I'm going to press charges against everybody, put them all in jail, because I don't care. That's the part that unfortunately has been put into my life, and it has to be dealt with at some point. But am I going to sit up here and stress over, oh, he with a neighbor just told me a few days ago, oh, yes, I see him and the neighbor together all the time. And she was kind of like, I said, sweetie, don't get act like you can't talk to me about this because guess what? And I said, that my trash is now her trash because this is the deal with him. I wasn't the one for him. She is. So she can have him, the one person in this entire world that she will never have to worry about trying to get back with her. You will never see us on one of these talk shows. She will never see me on there talking about, I think he back with his ex. Oh, no. Not this one. Maybe one of his other women that he's out there, you know, gallivanting around with or whomever, but not this one. No. I wouldn't take him back. I'd take my last breath before I take him back into my life. No. There's someone wonderful waiting for each and every one of you out here. Your time with whomever you've been with may be or is over. It's time for you to let that bad blood go. When blood goes bad, it's something awful. You get really sick. When you get those viruses and all of them and they running through your veins, you get really, really sick. Some people do need transfusions to get rid of that old blood and bring in brand new blood. The spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. If any part is out of agreeance, as I said, if you feel it in your spirit that things aren't right or that they're coming in, we as women, we have that God-given talent. It's time for you to consider something else. When you find yourself back at ground zero, that's when the water comes in. You emerge yourself and you come out with all of that washed away. You've got new blood now. It's time for you to have that new beginning. It's almost that time for us to go. So some of you, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know what's going on in your life. If you need me to speak about something, you let me know, and there's several ways you can find me and get your message to me. Over on Facebook, we have a few groups there focused, Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success. That's our urban group. That is our open discussion group where anything goes within reason. We also have Focus Females Global there. That's where our mentors, mentees, coaches, psychiatrists, all of our teachers, everyone is together there. That is by approval. So if you'd like a membership there, find us over on Facebook, and one of our administrators will approve your membership. Over on Google Plus, I have my relationship recovery group. That is my worldwide coaching group. We have over 1,100 members there, and they have been there since the beginning. Many of them have been there since the beginning, and we are growing weekly. We're like one big family. We share all types of information. I try to stay up on it so when people come in trying to put bad blood into our group, I try to cleanse that really quickly. So again, our websites, mine is cmariawald.com. All of our websites have contact forms. Over on mine, if you don't want to use the contact form, my email is letsgrow@cmariawald.com. FocusFemalesGlobal.com. The email there is inspire@FocusFemalesGlobal. And, of course, there is a contact form there. And all of our programs are sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, that is an IRS-approved and recognized 501c3 tax-exempt nonprofit. We would love to have you get involved. Matter of fact, I'm putting out a call for new board members now. It's time for a change, and a change is coming. So sometimes it's good to be the boss, because when change is coming and those who have been diehard supporters from day one agree, it's time to make things happen, and we're going to do that. So you want to learn about our programs and everything that the Wall Foundation is doing currently, visit our website at thewallfoundationinc.org. There is a section there for donations. If you have a product, a service, or you'd like to make a monetary donation, we would welcome that to keep our programs moving along so that we can keep helping people throughout the world. With whatever they need, whether it be school supplies, personal hygiene products, just that listening ear and resources, that is what we do. So there are many places there where you can support, and your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of current laws here in the U.S. And, of course, if you want to get on board, because we are starting our drive for the end of the year so that you can have it for your taxes, there are ways that you can do that. Our number is 202-618-2556. If you want to send us a text or leave a voicemail, we will get back to you, that I promise. And for those of you who love pen and paper, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. So I hope that you are enjoying our series that will run, like I said, until the end of the year. Our next program will be this Tuesday at 7 p.m. for Focus Females Global Chat Cafe. So until then, as always, it's time for our regular mantra. I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be at your door or coming your way from this very moment and beyond. Change your attitude to take your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul to new altitudes. I am so thankful for every bit of experience I've had in my life because it has brought me to this very point to be here with each and every one of you. We can do this. We can survive this. I know what it's like to be born into a world of sin, to be a product of sin, to live a life riddled with all types of sin. I'm no saint, but I'm working towards being the absolute best person that I can be. And if that means cleaning everything and everyone out of my life who serves me no good purpose, so be it. If that means letting go of the people and persons who I promise to love on and cherish until death us do part, it has to be done. Because I have a right to live and be happy and to live in peace. Lord knows life throws us enough problems on our own. We don't need to have any added extras by choice. It's going to hurt. It's going to take some doing. It's going to be hard to keep letting go of all of that empty baggage, but we can do this. We can do this. So until next time, be well, be blessed. I'm C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediating Shiro, right here at our Ground Zero, where we have no place to go but up. I'll see you back here, Lord willing, on Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the Focus Females Global Chat Cafe. Send me a message. Let me know that you were here. And by all means, pass the shows along. Pass them along because someone out there needs to hear what we are sharing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything. Words, my mere words, will never be enough to express the gratitude within my spirit and soul. But I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I hope that someday we will go on tour and I will be able to meet some of you and give you that hug other than by virtual means. But until then, be well, be blessed, and keep up. I will see you again soon. As we begin, we will end with our theme from the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement, The Way That God Loves Me. Be well. See you soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else.
Before we go, I wanted to give a shout out. I don't know if I did that at the beginning of the show, but to all of you who listen to us over on the Armed Forces Radio Network, I just want all of my fellow sisters who have served and are serving and our fellow brothers to know that you are loved, honored, respected, and appreciated. We are keeping you in our prayers. I'm keeping all of you in my prayers. So until next time, be well, be blessed, continue to pay it and pray it forward. We'll see you soon.